And we've got Craig Holden with us from Surf Life Saving Queensland. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. I'm very good on this fine Thursday. How about yourself?
Yeah, good. Now, the Surf Life Savers are raising money this week. Now, it's going to be a little bit different, isn't it? Because of COVID, there won't be door knocking, but how can people donate?
Yeah, that's right, mate. It's our SOS week, which used to be known as our annual door knock appeal, but had a bit of a rebrand a couple of years ago to SOS week, which means support our savers. So a little bit of a play on words there, but it is our annual fundraising week. And yeah, traditionally, you would have seen Surf Life Savers out and about during this week, door knocking on houses, rattling the tins at shopping centres and all those sort of high volume, high traffic areas where people are out and about. But unfortunately, because of coronavirus, we won't be doing that this year. So pretty much all of our fundraising is going to be done online. There may be some tins out and about sitting on shop counters and things like that. So if you do see them, you can, you're more than welcome to pop your loose change into those donation tins. But we are asking people to go online this year. The easiest way to do that is to just to Google or search SOS Week or SOS Week 2020. That'll take you to our online fundraising page for Surf Life Saving Queensland. It gives you two options. You can either donate straight to Surf Life Saving Queensland, which is our state body, who then divvy those funds up amongst the clubs or buy equipment for the clubs, or else you can donate directly to your favourite Surf Life Saving club. There's two links there, one saying donate to Surf Life Saving Queensland, one saying donate to a club. And you just go in, pick the club of your choice who you wish to donate to, and it's all done online and it's all tax deductible as per normal. So, yeah, a little bit different. Probably not expecting to raise quite as much money as we normally do, but hey, every little bit counts, mate. So, yeah, certainly encouraging people to do that. Look it up online and pick your favourite Surf Life Saving Club and give as little or as much as you would like.
I guess a lot of people don't realise that it's not a fact that, it, you know, because the guys and girls are volunteers, it's not to pay them, but it costs an awful lot, doesn't it, to get them out there in the first place?
It does, mate. You hit the nail on the head there, Trevor. We are volunteers. That's the key message there, that the volunteer surf lifesavers and the members of our surf lifesaving clubs patrolling beaches on weekends and public holidays are volunteers. So it's not an easy task or a cheap task to run a surf lifesaving club these days. Whilst we do get a little bit of annual subsidy or support from the Queensland government, and we have some great support from the local councils as well, but you know the majority of our income comes from fundraising and trying to get sponsorship. And as you know, sponsorship's not easy to get, so fundraising plays a big part in supporting our surf lifesaving clubs. You know, everything from paying insurance to maintaining our clubhouses, to maintaining and replacing our vital rescue equipment, all has to come out of club funds. So every little bit that we raise and every little bit of sponsorship or donations or support that we get certainly goes a long way to supporting our services and keeping our surf life saving clubs afloat.
All right, so it's SOS, that's the website, and away you go from there.
That's it, mate. SOS Week or SOS Week 2020, whatever you like to put in there, it'll take you straight to that page and just navigate your way through and find your favourite local surf lifesaving club and give them a couple of dollars. It'd be much appreciated.
Fabulous stuff. All right, let's hope a lot of people do do that and help you guys and girls out. And thanks for your time this morning, mate, and we'll keep in contact.
No worries. Thanks, Trevor.